Lesson 29, Nephi Prophesies. Purpose: to teach the children that Heavenly Father sends prophets to teach us about the Savior, help us repent, and warn us of things to come. Preparation. 1. Prayerfully study Helaman chapter 6, verses 18 through 23, and Helaman chapters 7 through 9. Then study the lesson and decide how you want to teach the children the scripture account. See Preparing Your Lessons, page Roman numeral 6, and Teaching from the Scriptures, page Roman numeral 7. 2. Select the discussion questions and enrichment activities that will involve the children and best help them achieve the purpose of the lesson. 3. Materials needed. A. A Book of Mormon for each child. B. 7 copies of the footprint on page 106 of the ink print edition. Write one of the following words on each footprint: follow, the, prophet, he, knows, the, way. C. A copy of an address given by the living prophet, from a conference issue of the Ensign or one of the international magazines. D. A picture of the living prophet. Suggested lesson development. Invite a child to give the opening prayer. Attention activity. Before class, tape the paper footprints, blank side up, in any order to the classroom floor. Have the footprints lead to the picture of the living prophet. Ask the children to follow the path of the footprints. Then gather the footprints and assemble them in correct order. Have the class read aloud the words written on them. Explain that if we obey these words, we will know the truth and avoid being deceived. Explain that this lesson is about the prophet Nephi, the son of Helaman. Nephi knew a murder had been committed, and who the murderer was without being at the scene of the crime. Tell the children that as they learn more about the prophet Nephi, they can strengthen their confidence in the words of the living prophet. Scripture account. Teach the children the account of Nephi's warning and experiences from Helaman chapters 7 through 9. For suggested ways to teach the children the scripture account, see Teaching from the Scriptures, page Roman numeral 7. Emphasize that Heavenly Father sends prophets to teach us about the Savior, help us find happiness, help us repent, and warn us of things to come. Discussion and application questions. Study the following questions and the scripture references as you prepare your lesson. Use the questions you feel will best help the children understand the scriptures and apply the principles in their lives. Reading the references with the children in class will help them gain insights into the scriptures. Page 104. Who were the Gadianton robbers? Helaman chapter 6, verse 18. What oaths had this band taken? Helaman chapter 6, verses 21 and 22. What wicked things had the Gadianton robbers done? Helaman chapter 6, verse 23. What did Nephi do because of the wickedness of the people? Helaman chapter 7, verses 6, 7, and 10. What did the people do when they saw him on the tower? Helaman chapter 7, verses 11 and 12. What did Nephi say to the people? Helaman chapter 7, verses 13 through 18. Why do you think he talked about repentance? What must we do to repent? What did Nephi say would happen to the people if they did not repent? Helaman chapter 7, verses 19 and 22. How did Nephi know these things would happen? Helaman chapter 7, verse 29. What have other prophets said will happen to us if we do not repent? How can listening to the living prophet help us in our lives? Doctrine and Covenants, section 21, verses 4 through 6. How did the judges respond to Nephi's teachings? Helaman chapter 8, verse 1. How did some of the people defend Nephi? Helaman chapter 8, verses 7 through 9. Why does it sometimes take courage to stand up for the truth? What can we do to sustain the living prophet? What have all the holy prophets testified of? Helaman chapter 8, verses 14 through 16. What has the living prophet taught us about Jesus Christ? You may want to share a brief talk given by the living prophet about Jesus. What did Nephi tell the people about their chief judge? Helaman chapter 8, verses 27 and 28. How did Nephi know what happened? What were the five men thinking about as they ran to the judgment seat. Helaman, chapter 9, verse 2. How do we know that the five men eventually believed all of Nephi's words? Helaman, chapter 9, verses 4 and 5 and 39. What can we do to strengthen our testimonies of the living prophet? How did the other judges try to convince the people that Nephi was a false prophet? Helaman, chapter 9, verse 16. What was Nephi's response to their accusations? Helaman, chapter 9, verses 25 through 35. What effect did Nephi's revelation have on some of the people? Helaman, chapter 9, verses 39 through 41. How have you been blessed by following the prophets? You might use Enrichment Activity 3 to help the children understand the role of a prophet.
Enrichment Activities. You may use one or more of the following activities anytime during the lesson, or as a review, summary, or challenge. 1. Have the children role-play the account from Helaman chapters 8 and 9. 2. Read and discuss the following statement from Elder James E. Faust. We have been promised that the president of the church will receive guidance for all of us as the revelator of the church. Our safety lies in paying heed to that which he says and following his counsel. Ensign, November 1989. Page 10. 3. Discuss how Latter-day prophets continue to reveal knowledge from Heavenly Father. Give some examples of Latter-day revelations, such as the Word of Wisdom. Refer to Doctrine and Covenants, section 89. And how they have blessed the lives of those who have followed them. Page 105. Share the words of the living prophet from a recent conference talk. Refer to the Ensign or one of the international magazines. Ask the children how they can be blessed by following the prophet's counsel. 4. Review the ninth article of faith and help the children memorize it. 5. Sing or read the words to The Still Small Voice, Children's Songbook, page 106. You may also use Follow the Prophet, Children's Songbook, page 110. Conclusion. Testimony. Share your testimony about the living prophet and the truth of what he has taught. Tell the children how you have been blessed by following the prophet's teachings. Suggested home reading. Suggest that the children study Helaman chapter 8, verses 25 through 28, and chapter 9 at home as a review of this lesson. Invite a child to give the closing prayer. End of lesson 29, Nephi prophesies.